This episode of The Compendium was sponsored by Envisage Life Coach, my own private coaching practice helping people clarify their career calling and creating a more fulfilling life for themselves. Check out the show notes to learn more. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. Real quick, I want to circle back around to what we had mentioned earlier, inspiration points. It's mostly like a role-playing award, if you will. So it doesn't fall into under any category. You and I were joking before this because the place that they put it in the player's handbook is just ridiculous. It's up with the classes. Yeah, no, with the backgrounds, but like by the acolyte for some reason. I don't know. I was very confused. Because
it's the first background and they had like a quarter inch of space or 3 inches of space. So they're going to stack it right there. Yeah. It really should be in the role-playing section, which is here in this chapter. But inspiration is this thing that you can do, and it's a token or something that is awarded by the Dungeon Master to the players, and they talk about it in the player's handbook in terms of playing true to your character, that you know, if you have a flaw and you lean into it, even though it wasn't advantageous for you, especially in combat, or you play true to your character in a role-playing situation where you really just sold it, like, man, like you should have gotten a Tony Award for that you can give them inspiration. But I would also say that anytime as a Dungeon Master, you see your players engaging in a behavior you want to foster and encourage, that's a time to award inspiration. It's adding the carrot motivational reward system to the players. And so I'll do it a lot of times for like jokes, for really particularly clever moves in combat, for role play, of course, and do that. And it can just be like, you know, it can be a bottle cap. It can be a custom coin like I've done before. It can be just really anything. But what it does is that now that player has that, it's only good for that session. And at any time they can turn it in to gain advantage on a D20 roll. So attacks, saving throws, skill checks. They can only have one at a time, and that's it. But it can be awarded to them multiple times throughout the game as long as they don't ever have more than one. They also can pass it off to another player if they also exhibit something really awesome as a way to reward across the table instead of just across the screen, or to help someone out who is rolling really poorly and is about to die. So it's a cool little mechanic that I love, love, love using, and always make sure I have a couple of interesting things to hand out as inspiration tokens.
Yeah. So a couple of comments on there. One is just when I had invited you to guest DM my game a while back, I was fascinated. You gave out way more inspiration than I ever do. You were handing it out like candy at my table. Yeah, and I don't know if that's like your style or if you were just like caught off guard by my play group.
I got to be fun uncle. Like you, I can give my nephews and nieces all the candy, then go home and let the parents deal with it. Like, so it's one idea, but also too, I wanted to keep it light and fun. And I wanted them to be put at ease by having a new DM, and maybe some of them hadn't had a new DM ever or not in a long while. And to kind of really grease the wheels of role play and understanding what kind of DM I was going to be. I was going to be fair. I know my rules. We're going to kind of push forward, but to help in a way kind of make that team come together with me as a part of it. And so that's why I handed it out more often than I would normally do.
Okay. But I was curious. I'm like, is that just your style, or is that something you just did because of the dynamic players at my table? No.
Yeah. Typically I'll hand it out between 0 and 2 times.
Okay.
But I think I handed it out like 4 or 5 that night.
Oh yeah.
Maybe more.
You were like Oprah.
Yeah,
you get inspiration.
I've always wanted to be Oprah. Okay, cool. So yeah, so inspiration. So I also would like to point out too, there's some really great things in this chapter before we do this about what you can do in downtime, things like crafting items, learning a new language, learning new traits that you can do. And it's all described in this chapter. And I think it starts, where is it? Where is it? Dang it. It's in the section someplace. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Downtime activities, 187. kind of talks about crafting normal items. There's different rules for magic items, but you could learn new things, new skills, new languages, and that kind of stuff. So there's always a chance to do that, especially when you've had a longer than like a single night to work on something where you can really dig in. Like, you know, it's been 2 weeks since your last adventure and you guys have been recuperating and spending your wealth after you killed the Lich King. That's when the players can go, well, I want to have learned this. And now you have these rules that you can kind of implement for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's also a page or a section in the Dungeon Master's Guide too on downtime activities. If you want to cross reference, or if you're a DM, I think it's on page 127. We hope that you guys enjoyed listening in this week. If you haven't already, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. Jason and I really enjoy creating this content, and it definitely helps boost our charisma modifier every time we see a 5-star rating pop up. The compendium is also on Patreon, so if you like listening, that is a great way to contribute to the content that we create. New episodes are available every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron, you get them a day early, so Mondays and Thursdays. And you can always keep up with us between episodes by following us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just look us up by searching for The Compendium. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.